All of the uniformed personnel, amounting to about 9,000 in total, are deployed in security operations in and around the city of Port-au-Prince. We're patrolling night and day with the National Police of Haiti, which has been somewhat decimated. I mean, they've had their police stations have collapsed, and they have many injuries, and we're setting up a field hospital that's been donated by a member state in the police academy. But we're patrolling everywhere as much as we can. I mean, in some areas inaccessible, we simply can't get in because of the crashed houses. And we're maintaining calm and law and order. There's been some sporadic episodes of looting, but I emphasize sporadic. We're also distributing as much as we can in this form, some water and medical aid where needed. The key is that if you have a secure environment, you can then really move the humanitarian aid in fast, and that's really what we're doing already. Not just on that, the World Food Program is feeding at least 8,000 families a day, and they're going to quickly accelerate to at least 60,000 families a day. The government's setting up distribution points in the city where we can bring the food and the water from which it can then be distributed out. So these places can be protected, and families can come and get what they need there. So we're working flat out to ensure that security is in place.